Welcome back, friends. Today, Mike and I thought that perhaps we would look at economic prosperity. If we recall, the last few episodes, we talked about voter integrity and how apropos that really was to what we're going through here December 5th. Of 2020, at least this is as of this recording. But I can assure you what's playing out before us is going to have repercussions long after December. Please God, right? Please God. So I think another fundamental concept of the larger topic of civics, that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about civics, what constitutes good ordering of civilization, right? Civilization, yeah. The root is civics, deals with economic freedom. And I might propose that a large part of the voter fraud is driven in part by economics, right? Theft of untold amount of money. Yeah. Untold amount of money. So perhaps it would behoove us to spend a little time on economics. And it turns out that a pivotal person in my life and Ted's life, my husband's life, our education on economics, which is underneath, right, economic freedom is the understanding of economics, was Walter Williams. Micah, do you know who Walter Williams is?
I don't think I do.
I can well understand that. He died this past Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
December 1st, 2020, at the old age of 84. So, of course, to you or to other young people, very a well and robust life.
Yeah.
He was a professor at George Mason University in Washington, D.C. And we happened, Ted and I, young pups, just out of, you know, heavy duty education, very rigorous scientific education. And he got a postdoc there in the D.C. area. And we encountered Walter Williams there because, right, our living where we lived overseas. Yeah. And we became intrigued with his, again, rigorous train of thought when it comes to matters of economics. We would hear his holding forth on the radio. We would read his articles he wrote for he was a prolific writer. We took the Washington Times, and I believe his articles would appear in the Washington Times. We may have even attended a lecture of his along the way. I don't have a particularly clear memory of that, but that's sort of the track we were running in. And his take on economics mirrored two other tremendously gifted men. Thomas Sowell. So do you know who Thomas Sowell is?
I don't think I do. I'm sorry.
He's another ancient one. I think he's at the Hoover Institute, and he's with Stanford.
Okay.
And his type of thinking towards economics would be a lot like Walter Williams. And then there's a third one, Alan Keyes.
That sounds familiar.
Yes. And he too is in the DC area. So those three men, brilliant minds, each having a different take on things, helped to form my understanding of economics in the civic societal realm.
Yeah.
They both all three of them. And I hate, because I was raised not to even comment on a person's race or whatever, is just let the, you know, the vibrancy of ideas carry the weight. But we are here where we are in 2020.
Yeah.
And all three of those men are African-American.
Mm.
And all three of them speak to the tremendous destruction of the Black community by the policies of we really have to just call an apple at this time, socialism. But throughout the history of what we're about to talk about, it has had different sundry names. And within the community activists, they often are very euphemistic, like acorn, right? Or I forget what they change their names once people get used to one set of.
Yeah, it's philosophy. Keep it a secret.
they change their names, and so then you're left with the name they were using for the past umpty-ump years. People get wise that acorn is now a bad name, and they change it.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so incredibly important that we have clear understanding of the definition of terms, so that when a new label comes along,
we're not deceived.
We are not deceived.
Yeah.
We are not deceived. So I'd like to, if it's fine with you, dedicate these next few episodes to Walter Williams, and in some degree also perhaps Thomas Sowell and Alan Keyes, and those, for they were called such hateful things. Uncle Tom's, sellouts, on the plantation, in horrible things. And I think that history has proved their position right, which they would not have wanted to be right. Right? You don't want to be right that of a destruction of a group of people.
Definitely.
All right, my friends, that's the intro, and we will pick up here at the next time. Fides et ratio.